Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we are sitting with best-selling author Debbie Maycomber. Her latest is called Hannah's List. Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Les.
Excited about the new book?
Absolutely.
Let's tell everybody a little bit what it's about.
The story of Hannah's List is about a young doctor whose wife dies of ovarian cancer. A year after her death, he receives a letter that she gave her brother to give to him. And in the letter, Hannah says, "My life has ended, but yours is going on. I want you to remarry. I want you to have children and live a good life." And she gives him a list of three women she thinks would make him a good wife.
And this is another book in the Blossom Street series, correct?
It is sort of another book in the Blossom Street series. I never intended Blossom Street to be a series, and I didn't want to get stuck writing two series. One is Cedar Cove, one Blossom Street. So I do what I call off books. They're related to Blossom Street. One of the characters comes from Blossom Street, but they're not exactly a Blossom Street story.
And how did you come up with the idea for Hannah's List?
The idea came from a dinner that I had with a friend who was telling me about a friend of hers who had died, and before she died wrote her husband a letter and said, "Remarry without guilt." And it just really struck me as such a great plot premise.
Now, in the book, Hannah chooses three women. How did she come to choosing these three women?
Well, I think she thought about it very carefully. The first woman is somebody that Michael knows. It's her cousin, and he's well acquainted with her. The second woman is peripherally knows. It was Hannah's oncology nurse. And the third one, Macy, is somebody he doesn't know. So she gradually leads him, you know, somebody that he's familiar with, because she knows that he's going to be reluctant to do this.
Your books involve complex relationships among family and friends. How did you come to writing about those types of situations?
I think every author writes with what they're most familiar with. And I have four children. I come from a large extended family. And there's such great dynamics within a family and within communities, too.
Are you surprised by your success?
You know, in many ways I am. It's above and beyond anything I could have expected. I can remember praying and asking God to let me publish just one book. I'll be happy with one book, never knowing I'd have an over 30-year career.
And here you are on the New York Times bestseller list and the USA Today bestseller list. It's been a wonderful career, and I would imagine there's more to come, yes?
Oh, yes, there's more to come. I'm surprised every day. I mean, there's merchandising, there's movies, there's things I never could have expected.
Well, it's a wonderful story. Debbie Maycomber, the newest is called Hannah's List. We thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Les.